We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Happy Easter to you. Good Friday, anyway, and happy Easter weekend as we begin it this morning. Glad that you are with us this morning. It's like going to be a gorgeous day. A little chilly out there right now. What was that temperature earlier as we reported it?
47 is the current temperature, although I accidentally said 37.
That's okay. I thought that seemed cold. Didn't seem that cold when I walked out the door this morning, but it is 50 now. Apparently, it's warming up pretty quickly. So by the time I get to the golf course to tee off at around 10:40 this morning, as my mother-in-law would have said, it ought to be nice enough.
10:40?
10:40.
Is this a golf course in Missouri?
It is. It's in Missouri.
Is it off Farty Far?
I can't disclose the location, but it's off 55, I think. But thank you. Looking forward to that. Going to go golf with my friends Joe and Bob this morning and have a good time.
Nice.
Hopefully, I'll stink it up. I'll stink up the course, but still better than hanging out doing nothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Carl has a nap in store. He will not be golfing.
I've started already.
I'll be
sleeping with your eyes open right now and talking.
I'll be skipping the nap. Yeah, no kidding. Bottom of the hour, we triumphantly welcome back Ryan Wiggins this morning of Wiggins America, who has been surfing the planet. Did you know that?
Yeah, what a trip.
In Japan. He's been to Japan.
Yes.
And back in a week. I mean, part of that, at least 2 days of that have to be just solid nonstop air travel.
What
so I'm anxious
flight?
To hear.
I mean, that guy's got to be so jet lagged.
Well, it's to L.A. They flew to L.A. and then I think they spent a day or two and then they got on a plane and flew to Japan, which is 11 or 12 hours, something like that.
I mean, I've been on one of those long flights to India. It was like 15, 16 hours. It's killer.
And not much in between those two places, L.A. and China and Japan, except Hawaii.
And Fiji.
Yeah.
Only right. Those.
Yeah.
But just terrible those. Places so to any, have to go over.
Any doors fall off the plane or anything, you're there's nowhere to land, is my point.
You don't know these days. That's the hope. Not only do you want to have a safe flight in general, but you want to hope that the door doesn't fly off of your plane mid-flight.
Yeah. I saw a meme the other day that said Boeing... When one door closes, another one opens.
That's
I'm sorry. That's a bad joke. To all my Boeing friends, I just, for some reason, thought it was funny. Let's get to the shortlist, Carl Middleman, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
There was an insurrection.
Shame on you, Joe Biden! Shame on you! Shame on you! You are...
Yeah, moments after that, the pro-Palestine protester was dragged out kicking of the $500,000 per person event. I'm not quite sure how she got in, but she was there yesterday with Biden and Obama and Clinton.
He won't leave office. I mean, just think about, we know he tried once not to leave office. And he will have no incentive to guarantee a peaceful transfer of power.
Why do they keep putting her on TV? Because the mainstream media likes the garbage that Liz Cheney spews out of her mouth. And what she just said was a flat-out lie. And I want to know why nobody questioned her on it.
what surprised me was that she said she was so offended by the question. And of course, you were in the White House and you understand what it's like to have talking points, but also to prep for interviews.
Yeah, that's the radio host who got hung up on by Corinne Jean-Pierre, the press secretary extraordinaire for Joe Biden.
Enter Cori Bush. The congresswoman sent this letter Thursday demanding answers from Walgreens. Bush wants to know why the company closes stores in urban communities.
Yeah, they just like randomly, the racists at Walgreens randomly throw darts at a map and say, ooh, I'm going to shut down a store in that black community. It's such utter nonsense.
Yeah.
I when did members of Congress think they had the power to force businesses to stay open if they're operating at a loss?
Forcing a business to stay open would be like the government coming in and saying, this is the location you have to open your business.
Yeah.
You do not have a choice. And it doesn't bode well for you. Your sales are going to be down. You're going to be broken into. People are stealing from you. But I don't care. This is where we've decided you have to open your business.
Yeah. This is what Walgreens said to Cori Bush. Because she wants them to consider keeping this store open. She wants them to reverse the decision for the store on 1400 North Grand. She wants to know how many Medicare and Medicaid recipients have been serviced there the last 90 days and what metrics they dared to use to determine which pharmacies remain open in urban areas. Well, number one, that's not a consideration. When you're opening a store, your consideration is you look at the demographics and decide if it can be profitable. If it can, you put the store in. If you put the store in and it's not, you close the store after a certain number of losses. This is A plus B equals C here, Corey. Sorry about that. Here's what Walgreens said. We share a deep commitment to offering equitable access to healthcare. After careful consideration, we made the decision to close the Walgreens location on April 9th, 2024. It was a difficult decision, several factors taken into account, including our existing footprint, dynamics of the market, and changes in the buying habit. They don't mention theft here, among other reasons. They just say, among other reasons, the location's closures due to unsustainable business performance. I call BS. It's due to unsustainable loss of goods.
Exactly. I don't know why Walgreens just won't come out and say it if they're going to be called racist. I believe that crime is the number one reason that they're needing to close that particular location, which is why Cori Bush needs to be pointing her finger at Tashara Jones and why they're not doing anything to address crime, why they want to defund the police, and why they want instead social workers going to these crime scenes.
Yeah. Take some of the money you save from defunding the police and maybe open up your own pharmacy.
There you
and
go.
And see how many years you can get by with suffering losses after losses after losses and stay in business. This is the biggest issue with members of Congress who've never run a business in their lives, who've never started one, who've never put it all on the line. Now, Walgreens is a huge corporation. And like many corporations, to an extent, they're woke. And they're woke because they won't take actions to stop the theft. If I owned a business, the first thing I would do is put an armed guard in each store every day. And I'll guarantee you nobody would walk out of my store with stolen merchandise. But these woke corporations won't do that out of fear of offending someone or getting sued.
Yeah. I know some of these businesses, like the fast food restaurants on the West Coast, have come out and said the reason we're closing is because of crime. Yeah. I wish Walgreens would acknowledge that, because if enough businesses did that, it would wake up a lot of these woke leaders in cities across the country where this is happening, and maybe we would see real change.
And Mayor Jones will come out and hold a news conference and claim they're doing all they can to attract new businesses to town. Really? How about keeping the ones you have might be a better start. Let's keep the ones that you have.
Yeah.
Wow. Coming up, we are going to talk to Ryan Wiggins, I mentioned at the bottom of the hour, hoping to get a hold of Alexis McAdams. She's been covering what's going on in another woke city, which is Chicago, where they've got migrants living in posh hotels, and now they're giving them gift cards, Visa cards with thousands of dollars on them in income while their own residents are living in poverty. I don't know where this goes, but If we get that report, that'll happen when we come back from the break. Right now, Carl, what do you got for me?
The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
He will appoint people who will do his bidding. He will appoint people, and if they are nervous about doing his bidding, he'll offer them pardons. And he won't leave office. I mean, just think about, we know he tried once not to leave office. And he will have no incentive to guarantee a peaceful transfer of power and to leave office if he's elected again.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Honestly, that's how I feel about Liz Cheney. I wanted, Carl, I didn't pick that bite out. It was on the sheet already, but what was the setting? Do you know? Was that a CNN interview? Was she speaking at an event where she said this?
She was at, I want to say, a university.
And nobody challenged her on that. What is your proof, Liz Cheney, that if Donald Trump gets reelected, he won't leave office? He tried not to leave office last time. I'm sorry. Who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Donald Trump did leave office last time. He did, however, question the outcome of the election and the way it was handled, which is his right as an American citizen to do so. And for her to say something stupid like that, particularly given the fact that he would be term limited to 4 years, he would have one term left. Staying in the office is not an option under our system. And he didn't try to stay in the office last time when it was an option, right, for him to have a second term. He didn't refuse to give up the office. He got on Marine One and he left the White House. And my guess is he didn't go in and pop the W's off all the keyboards like the Democrats did when George W. Bush came into office. That's the kind of juvenile crap they pulled when George W. Bush was declared president in 2000 and they didn't like it. Do you remember that? Does anybody remember that? I was around for it. Oh, they stole the election. They want you to believe in the mainstream media that the only election deniers in the world are Republicans. Donald Trump's an election denier because he disagreed with the outcome of the election in 2020. I'm going to play about 2 minutes of a montage that is 24 minutes long with all of the election deniers on the left dating back to the year 2000. You might hear the voice of one Hakeem Jeffries in here, the current House Minority Leader, who consistently called Donald Trump an illegitimate president. And, of course, Hillary Clinton. It just keeps going. Listen.
My administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
I come to Israel with a...
Whoops, that would be the wrong bite that Mark played. Hang on here. I got it right here. Hold on, Carl Middleman. I promise. Here it is.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's the real thing.
That's what I'm scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you... you know, fight against that in 2020.
You are absolutely right.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put in the office because the Russians interfered.
Russia interfered with our election, attacked our democracy for the sole purpose of artificially placing someone at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They were successful.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do.
We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Our election was hijacked. There is no question. Congress has a duty to hashtag protect our democracy and hashtag follow the facts.
John Lewis is completely right. There is a cloud of illegitimacy around the election of Donald Trump.
24 minutes. There are 24 minutes of sound bites of Democrats denying the election of Donald Trump. That's stunning. And you did hear Tucker Carlson's voice in there. He was reading a tweet from Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, I wonder, that instantly perked my ears
up. Yeah, I saw your head turn around when you heard that. That was him reading a tweet from Nancy Pelosi. They're all election deniers. And for them to try to pin this on, you know, Donald Trump, he's not going to leave the White House. If he gets reelected, he'll never leave. He'll be the Vladimir Putin of America. It's BS, and I'm so angered when I hear Liz Cheney come out and say this repeatedly, and nobody challenges her on it. Liz, give me one shred of evidence, please, that Donald Trump gets reelected and becomes a tyrant forever in the United States. That's not going to happen under our form of government. It can't happen. It won't happen. There's not a way for that to happen. You talk about a march on Washington. That'd be an armed march on Washington. Nobody would put up with that. Nobody. But you are allowed to have an opinion about the outcome of an election. This is at the heart of the argument in Georgia, where they're trying to prosecute the president for asking questions about the outcome of the election. You have a free speech right in this country to talk about election outcomes. And yet they're trying to jail Donald Trump in Georgia for daring to do that? You just heard 2 minutes of a 24-minute clip of Democrats doing the same thing. I get so sick of it. I can't help myself. Sorry. I'll try to calm down, and we'll get Ryan Son Wiggins in the studio in just a minute.
Santa Flo.
I can't move my arm, all right? What are you doing? Ow!
I had to play you a little bit of Karate Kid this morning because Ryan Wiggins is back in the studio.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Ryan's son, how are you?
Yeah, man, I just left Tokyo and boy, my arm's tired.
Nice.
It was yesterday at 2 p.m. that I left Tokyo and I got here at 5:30 p.m.
Last night.
Because of the time difference. So mm-hmm. We traveled a long, long way and, you know, by the time we landed in L.A., we actually gained time. It was coming here that took more time. So, man, I just got adjusted to their clock. Right now is bedtime.
I'll bet it is. That's going to be tough. When they told me you were back today, I'm like, there's no way he's coming back. He's going to be so worn out. How are you going to function today?
I don't know, because I thought, man, if I can get through this moment, then I got a couple hours before the Annie Fry show starts. Maybe I go sleep in Studio G.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Or go into Reardon's office, and there's a old casting couch in
That's
there,
right.
I understand. You got to be careful.
The Annie Fry show should be extra interesting today.
Yes, yeah. It should.
Yeah,
a little slap happy.
I heard there were bets that I wouldn't be in, but I was like, gosh.
There were.
There's
you
so
prove
many
them
things.
Wrong, though.
I, exactly. Yeah. Once I heard it, I'm like, well, now I got to come in.
So tell us a little bit about the trip. You brought us a treat here, a Japanese Kit Kat, which smells like wine.
Yeah, so the Kit Kats are famous. Because they have so many different random flavors that we don't have. Hmm. And that one is plum wine flavor, which I haven't tried yet. So you guys
fantastic.
Can tell me how it is. But
it's
yeah.
pretty good. It's different for sure.
That's what's fun about them is that all these random flavors. My buddy who lives in Japan, who we visited, he sends me them every now and then.
Does he really? Yeah.
And I've had the wasabi ones and I've had the green tea ones. And I've never seen this flavor. So I
this
thought
this is more
I'd
like a
some.
Dessert.
It really is.
As opposed to the other Kit Kats that are not like a dessert?
No, those. Those are just great.
Just standard chocolate.
Yeah. I think it tastes better than it smells. I mean, it smells like wine, but it also kind of smells like if you get like a new toy, like a plastic toy.
It smells
it
fake.
It smells kind of like that.
Yeah.
So
what are your impressions of Japan? You've never been there. You've always wanted to go. What was it like?
It's such a unique society because so many of the rules that apply across the board to all societies. They seem to buck trends. And the reason for that from being there is that they are so, there's a saying that I guess is pretty common, that the nail that sticks out gets hammered.
Okay.
And so it is a very compliant society. You don't really do things differently. You fall in line. And part of the reason is because you have to, because it's so crowded.
Did you ride the subway?
Oh, yeah. Well, the trains. Yeah. And they're so crowded. I actually got a video of a guy waiting to get on the train and then just backing himself in because you have to just pack
in. Was
that
packed?
We rode them when they were that crowded, too. And it's intense. But one of the neatest things that I've discovered is from, you know, just being there for a little bit, is that a lot of the rules that I thought Japan breaks societally, they do, but it all comes back to middle. Like the whole socialism thing. Like, it's a very socialist country. They take a lot of taxes out of their income. And so you'd think that that means that they would not prosper. Well, Japan is a very prosperous nation. You know, they do very well. However, right now, because they artificially push their interest rates down through the government, their yen is so low that the dollar going on. And look, the dollar, we have abused the dollar.
Sure.
But they've abused their currency so much worse than we have even, that going over there, everything right off the top, 33% off for me.
Hmm. Wow.
It was awesome.
No, I bet it was.
Yeah, that part was great. And then eating the food, you know, there's no tipping. So it was also
interesting.
Like 50% off at that point. So I had a great time just buying stuff because the dollar's so strong over there. But there's other things. One of the things that I was talking with my buddy about, and he's American, so he's not steeped in Japanese politics as much. But and everything's in Japanese. So he's like, well, I hear the news. I can pick up parts of it. I don't know everything that's going on. But when you remember when their prime minister, former prime minister Shinzo Abe, was assassinated?
Yes.
That was just a couple of years ago. It was 2022 that happened. I was asking him about that because it's one of those news stories from Japan that kind of broke through here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what was up with that? You know, I remember that news story. And he said, well, it's interesting. There's a lot of backstory into the different factions. They call them cults because there's a spiritual element to who controls the government. But it's kind of like, it's not the way that we would refer to a cult. But anyway, long story, there are no guns there. There's full-on leftist dream gun control in Japan where not a single citizen can own a gun. Guess how the prime minister...
That's because the last time they owned them, they proved rather irresponsible as a country.
That's correct.
They attacked us.
They have no military.
Guess how the prime minister, Shinzo Abe, was killed.
With a gun?
With a homemade gun.
Oh, no kidding.
With a homemade gun.
Ghost gun.
Was it a ghost gun?
It was a ghost gun. Mm. And so while they do have lower instances of crime overall, but a lot of that's just because of the polite society that they've created, what I saw was, when I looked at that, I thought, this is what would happen if you tried to do gun control in America. You can pass all the laws you want. People are going to get guns if they want to kill people. And that is what this nut did in Japan. Is he, well, you cannot get a firearm if you are a citizen. He just decided, well, then I'm just going to make one and I'm going to go assassinate the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
That still happens. And so like I said, there's a lot of rules that Japan societally seems to, you know, that apply to every country, us included, economically and so forth, that they seem to break simply because they're extremely productive. That's part of their culture. They work themselves to death. They're also very, very polite, so they don't have a lot of crime. But there are a lot of things like this that when you start to pull back the layers, you go, oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, the same rules apply across the board. They just have a different culture.
What's their impression of America right now? Do they talk about that at all? Do they care?
So as far as politics or,
just
or
in
what?
Yeah, I guess politics, but just in general.
I mean, there's always there seems to be a little bit of a fascination with America in Japan that I think was probably bigger a few years ago than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
American pop culture is so ubiquitous across the world, but it is there too. And so random thing. I mean, if you're asking like what my impression was, the most random thing is that they love American sports sweatshirts. Right now, that's a big trend, is college sweatshirts are everywhere. And it's the most random. I saw a Branson, Missouri shirt.
No really? Kidding.
I mean, just the that's what the kids are wearing.
That's funny.
Is American college and like sports team sweatshirts right now.
So did you get a chance to go to Nagasaki or Hiroshima? Either one?
No.
You didn't go there?
No. We were mostly in Tokyo. We went to a couple of little rural cities one day, but mostly in Tokyo.
Best meal?
Oh my gosh. Are you a sushi fan?
I am.
It was so good. The sushi, we went to one place that even the convenience stores have sushi.
Oh my gosh.
Which
you would never buy here.
Which you wouldn't get here, but it's better than anything at a restaurant here,
wow.
You know? But the stuff that's really good, we went to a little fishing town, and they served stuff that was caught that morning.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know sushi could be that fresh. I mean, you talk about some raw fish. They just got it out of that ocean right there, and just put it on your plate. You can't get fresher sushi than that.
Wow.
What's the weirdest thing you ate? Did you try any weird food?
Oh, yeah. We ate some sea urchin and, you know, some different stuff that you just wouldn't. Half the time I'm eating stuff and I don't even know what I'm eating.
That marks a difference between us, Ryan. I would not be able to do that. I'd have to know what it was.
Yeah, I mean, I would ask questions.
Just don't ask.
Well, like, here's the you'd ask questions, but I don't speak the language, so they could say, and I'd say, okay.
I wouldn't eat anything that's still alive. I've seen these videos online where people are eating the animal, and it's like trying to crawl out of your mouth. That's going to be a no for me.
No. That's a hard line for me, too.
But has to be dead.
Everything was dead, but not cooked, necessarily.
Oh, well, you know, so, interesting. Sushi.
Yeah, it was a fascinating trip, and just, you know, getting away and just to see the way the rest of the world operates outside of the United States is just so interesting. And then also, like I said, just seeing like the same rules that I've always thought from an outsider looking at Japan, that they seem to just be different. You know, there are a lot of rules that don't seem to apply to them. But then once you get there, you're like, actually, people are the same all over. The same rules, same economic rules, same societal rules. They apply everywhere.
All right. Well, good luck. And with any luck, 3 hours from now or so, we'll hear you on the Annie Fry Show if you're not asleep.
I'll
somewhere.
Be snoring.
I'll bet you will.
Tune in.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Ryan. Thank you very much, my friend. Of course, Wiggins America coming up tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, and again Sunday from 5 to 7. We're going to be back with a special edition for you of What's on the Web. Stay tuned.
Follow Mark on Twitter at MarkCox971. What's on the web?
With Tricia. Hey, we've got Tricia Everding in studio with us right now. And you know, I didn't tell you this, Ryan, but she had a March Madness bracket going as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Whether or not you'd make it back to work today.
Really? Was the bracket just too deep?
Was the
yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a Twitter poll. Yeah.
Well, wow, we got to the finals here. And if you had yes, man, you got 32 points.
Yay. You hated that thing. You used to hate that thing when you were in studio.
I don't trust you with anything that makes noise.
That's why it's on my side.
Yeah, that's why Kim keeps it now.
How are you doing, Tricia? How are you feeling these days?
I'm good. How are you feeling?
Because I'm listening to the Annie Fry show the other day, and I hear her with her big announcement about the fact that she's expecting.
Yeah.
Oh, you announced it?
Yeah, she
yeah
did.
We're having a baby.
Congratulations.
Surprise, Ryan and Mark and Kim and Carl. I know you had no idea.
This is brand new information.
We all knew it, and I knew that you'd gone Facebook official with it, like social media, but I didn't know you were going to talk about it on the radio, so that's why I hadn't had you in to talk about it. And then I hear Annie talking about
Annie
it.
Annie, ask. You want to ask. It was out there.
So when are we due?
It's hard to hide it at this point. July 16th.
Little baby boy Everding.
Baby boy. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sneaking up on you, isn't it?
Yeah, he's plump. He's healthy. He's, he's going to be a big old boy. I might give birth to a toddler. They told me 87%.
He just walks out of there.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We couldn't be happier for you and Eddie and your parents, who I'm sure are beside themselves.
They're very excited.
Waiting.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. We think so.
I'll bet you do.
Yeah.
That's good. So thank you, by the way, because Tricia has been the one who's been helping us get the Bourbon Spring Fling up on the web and ready to go. And I hope people are buying the tickets. There's no doubt in my mind it will sell out. I don't know how quickly, but last time it sold out, and it was like standing room only over there, which is a great venue at the Clayton Winehouse on April 18th.
Yeah, we'll check that. We'll check ticket sales because they went on sale this week, and I'm sure they're going fast. April 18th at the Clayton Winehouse, tons of good bourbons. There's some wine. There's some Big O Ginger Liqueur, which is so good. And you're going to give away tickets next week. So
we are.
You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets every day next week on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Yeah. And Mark and Kim will be there. And
it's on a Thursday night.
It'll be
Carl,
great.
Do you have a hockey game that night?
We don't know that yet.
You don't know yet?
No.
Oh.
Playoffs already?
We don't know that yet either.
Huh.
Currently, they're.
I actually don't know when playoffs are. So.
It seems very mysterious.
I didn't realize we were that close to the playoffs.
Yeah. If there is a playoff game, which right now is also up in the air.
Yeah. Well, if not, you can be there with us, right?
That is my intention.
You might get to see Carl Middleton.
Mostly my wife's intention. She's like, last year we couldn't go. This year we could go.
Yeah.
Well, can you find out quick? Because people are waiting to buy tickets based on whether or not you're going to be there.
Can you put a call in with the St. Louis?
Find out. I don't know. I cannot give you an answer.
No commitment from Carl Middleman on that.
Sorry.
How about the so speaking of AB, who would normally be doing this, Anna, who would normally be doing the spot, she texted Carl. She's on vacation on a cruise ship somewhere. Mm-hmm. She texted Carl at 10 o'clock last night.
11.
11 o'clock last night. Wanting to know about some Instagram influencer who was at the Blues game last night while she's on a cruise.
TikTok,
am I right about that?
She has the most, TikTok
she's
followers
the most
or something
TikTok
like that?
Followers in the world.
Wow. Holy
cow. She was at the Blues game?
Yes.
Does she know if there's a game on the 18th?
She does not.
She might have some influence
she
over
can
that.
Come, yeah.
She
no
have
kidding.
An influence, yeah, over.
Charlie
DiMaggio or something like that.
I've heard of
her. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah. I don't know, but I know. Pretty dark hair.
Yeah.
She's,
She's 19 years old.
Very Instagram famous.
And what would take her to the St. Louis Blues game? Carl, do we have any idea?
Nope.
There are rumors that she's dating a Blue, apparently.
Nope.
And,
a Blue?
Man, Carl can't say anything this morning.
Dating a Blue.
Carl will not say a thing about anything. And you can see on his face that he knows a lot.
I don't know anything.
The words that have never come out of his wife's mouth. Did you know that?
He knows a lot.
You can see on his face that he
knows
a lot.
I said, is this girl going to be our Taylor Swift? I don't think she's as big as Taylor Swift,
so.
But is she going to be the reason that girls who don't care
about
hockey are all of a sudden going to start paying attention?
Anna, who did not care, who's in the Caribbean, texted me at 11
see?
O'clock.
This is exactly
why was
what I'm
she
talking
at
about.
The hockey game?
Oh, my gosh. Now we got to deal with this thing here instead of Kansas City?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Ryan can handle this. He might go back to Japan.
I'm headed back right
He's
now.
Gone. Look
You're
at
gone.
Him. He's out the door.
Maybe it was the Blues or the baseball team. The Cards getting their rear end handed to him yesterday in L.A.
It used
was
to
ugly.
Say happy opening day. Now it says
crap the bed up there, doesn't it, Carl?
Happy
I don't know if people can see
day.
Behind Ryan's head or not, the writing on the wall. I didn't put that there. Carl did.
We thought we wanted to see who could draw the best poop emoji between me, Mark, and Carl. So if you, Trisha, and Ryan would like to vote, let us know.
Which one of those three do you think is the best?
Best poop emoji.
Ryan, if you had to look at the
I would say the one that doesn't have a face is the best.
That's Kim.
You think that
would
be Kim?
Thank you, Ryan. He didn't know, by the way. We didn't tell him
this. No, I didn't know. The other one that does have a face, I didn't realize it. It's just a weaker face.
Yeah, it's supposed to look like soft serve.
I couldn't finish it. Before we went back on the air, I wasn't able to finish it.
I like the wavy stink lines no matter what.
There you go.
And then that narrows it down. So.
All right, so you lost,
Mine's
Carl.
A triangle. I didn't. You understood what I was trying to
say. It's great to be back,
Trisha,
you guys.
It's good to have you back. Trisha, congratulations.
Thank
We're
you, Mark.
So happy for
Thank you.
We can't wait to
meet
the
You didn't read a single
guy.
Story that was on the web.
Well, I have them here, but you can go to 971talk.com and find out more.
Yeah.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Hey, go check. If you're going there, check out the voter guide. Print it off. Give it to your friends. The election is next Tuesday. So we're going to be talking a lot about that on Monday. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.